everyone. Welcome to the Beacon Babes. My name is Brielle, and this is my BFF, Alora.
Hey.
Hey. So what we're going to be doing, everybody, is we're going to be talking about conspiracy theories, and this can go from A to Z, because there's so many new conspiracy theories that are popping up daily. But we also want to talk about fun things like spirituality, aliens. The list could go on and on. So, Alora, what are some interesting things that you've seen on the Twitter and over the internet, huh? Anything exciting and interesting you want to talk about?
So the biggest news I've been seeing a lot about is the elections and Hunter Biden.
Oh, yes. Hunter. What? Now, I don't know a whole lot about what's going on with Hunter, so can you fill me in?
Well, sounds like Mr. Hunter is in a lot of trouble these days.
That's an understatement.
Or he's going to be in trouble soon, hopefully. For his relations with underage girls.
What's up with this?
He seems to be in deep with China and with some other places and prostitution with hookers from their countries and drugs.
It's crazy to me. It's not good enough that you have enough money. You could travel anywhere you want in the world. You could buy anything that you want. And I guess that's not enough. So you have to do things like this. For example, on Twitter, the first thing that comes up when you do hashtag Hunter Biden. Facebook is in a total panic. People are posting the butt job video of hashtag Hunter Biden and the hooker. But Instagram is taking it down as quickly as people put it up. Of course, it's going to be everywhere in minutes. Well, that's two different topics in one tweet, for sure. Right? Foot job? A foot job. Really? Really? The things that I'm hearing lately, like that dude with the Zoom call, like... masturbator.
Oh,
what is wrong
with
these people?
What is wrong with this world?
I'm serious, but I think it's really funny that it's all coming out, and I think it's even funnier that the media keeps trying to like make sure that none of us are able to see it. Period. Oh my goodness! Just now that this was 21 hours ago, though. But the videos that oh my gosh, they're starting to leak. That was on this laptop of Hunter Biden.
And I believe China's leaking them.
Now, why would China do that?
Well, I think they're mad at him.
Because he's a colossal idiot?
For sure.
What does China want with this dude? This is what I think is so weird. Because I don't know a lot about this. So I'm looking on Twitter right now. He's laying in a bathtub with his arms crossed, looking cocky as all get out. And he has a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. Like, what does China want to do with a dude like that? And that alone is sketchy, don't you think?
Very sketchy.
So China is leaking this stuff. This is interesting.
Yeah, China is leaking sex videos with Hunter and prostitutes and underage girls.
Now, how do they have a hold of these videos? From that laptop?
From the laptop, I'm assuming.
Now, please correct me if I'm wrong. Because like I said, I don't know a whole lot. Like I've listened to a lot of YouTube podcasts and stuff in regards to this. So I feel like he took his laptop to like I don't think it was Best Buy, but it was like a place where, like Best Buy, where they fix your computers. And then he didn't pick up his computer. And then, you know, they ended up having a hold of it and they got all this information. Now, how does China get it from this kid? Well, maybe they sent it to the FBI.
That's another thing, though. If you knew that you were dropping off your computer and you had videos and pictures that were incriminating, would you want to not pick your computer up?
Right, exactly. Because what I heard was that they actually contacted him to pick up the computer several times and he just didn't.
Right.
And so they had a policy, right? They had a policy where if you don't pick it up, then the computer is theirs. And that's what happened, right? I mean, if he has, well, this is kind of funny then. Isn't karma a bitch?
Did he do it on purpose?
Why would he want to destroy himself unless he just despises his father that much? Could you imagine?
Bingo.
Do you think that he hates his father that much?
It's a good possibility. I think that Joe used his kids for money and wealth. They were pawns in his empire.
Wow.
Just opinion.
This is better than the Kardashians.
Juicy.
I mean, seriously, this whole story. I mean, could you imagine how God feels watching this stuff? I think about that all the time.
And this is how not to be.
I know, like, I mean, all these things that are going on in the world right now, they're just so dark. They're so dark. So imagine if that's true, playing pretend, okay, that Hunter Biden wants to punish his father for Lord knows what. That story alone, if it was true, because we're doing hypotheticals
Right.
right now, would be so fascinating that he would just trash his own reputation to torture his father during an election, like the election of
The biggest
elections.
election in history.
Exactly. Oh my God. I mean, I wouldn't put it past a story like that to be somewhat like, I don't know how to say it, like not too
Right.
far-fetched because of all the stuff that has been coming out lately. And I feel like every time I watch The Blacklist, I feel like I'm watching the real world. You
I
don't
have.
watch The Blacklist before, have you?
I
Me
need to
too.
start watching things.
I'm telling you, if you're gonna watch TV, because I know you don't watch TV that much, that's the
The
one to watch.
Blacklist.
They cover everything from the Illuminati to viruses that spread, like literally the pandemic that we have going on in our world right now. But these were filmed and put out way before this stuff happened. So that's what's crazy is they touch on things that are actually going on in our world right now. And when you're watching The Blacklist, like when I'm watching it, I think, oh, that is so far-fetched. Like that would not happen. Like people do that. Like, and then here we are.
And it's real.
And
You
it's
wake
real.
up,
It's not a
your eyes open, and
TV
it's here.
show. Exactly. So China has a grudge against Biden, but then I've been hearing that the Democrats want China. What is going on? That China to take over, like what, America? I'm gonna sound like an
Well, I
idiot right
think, you
now.
know, I know Biden, they say he's owned by China. So there's a whole lot of business deals going on between the Biden family and China.
And now they're having a
Yep.
lovers quarrel. What do you suppose Donald Trump does when he gets this information? Do you think he does
I
like a
think
little
he's like a
happy
little
dance?
cheerleader in his office, going whoop whoop.
He has to laugh his ass off sometimes and with his crew be like, okay, now how are we going to tackle this one? This is
How
amazing.
this news out there? I mean, they're making his job pretty easy right now.
So on the polls, what do we know? Do we know where Trump stands and where
Well, right
Biden
now, I think
stands?
Trump's a little ahead. According to the mainstream media polls, the ones that everybody is saying are fake, like fake numbers, Trump's still a little in the lead, but they're pretty even. But then when you
Oh
go
no.
outside those main polls and they start talking to people and they start doing things outside of that, it shows Trump way ahead of Biden. So we'll see.
It is really dramatic. I mean, everything that's been going on, like this isn't anything I've ever seen in my
Nope.
lifetime, that's for
Just
sure.
crazy.
So any other Hunter Biden information that you have that you want to
I did
share?
see today that he has a tattoo on his back, and it's of the Finger Lakes up in the New York area. The reason behind it, I don't know. Like, what's up in those Finger Lakes that's so important that you need a tattoo on your back?
And it's so his tattoo, I think I saw it, and it looks really weird and
It
actually
is
quite
pretty creepy
creepy.
looking.
I mean, if you're gonna tattoo, I know for me, because I have tattoos a lot, and I'm thinking to myself, when I put the tats on my body, it's because they're personal, they have meaning, and they're heartfelt, right? I mean, I highly doubt that as a heartfelt tattoo. So
I
what's
don't
the
know. Is it a trophy
reason?
of some sort?
Ew, that is so disgusting. I wouldn't put it past that to be true. Now, here's an article that they had. I mean, this is acting like he was the mayor of the joint, Chris Cuomo, who preaches mask wearing, caught without one again. Oh, come
Come
on.
on with the wearing.
Okay. Do you like how I read that, though? I was like, I read that like I was a 5-year-old. But, anyways, what I did want to say is this is a very controversial topic, I have to believe, for a lot of people, maybe. But what do you think about wearing masks? Like, what
Well,
is your thought on it? Is that, I don't know how
so
you feel
I
about
don't
that.
think they're really too effective. You hear of people that wear masks all the time coming down with COVID. I think that if us as a society keeps being so easily handed these things to do, that the next thing it's just going to be just as easy to say, hey, you can't go in this restaurant unless you have proof of vaccine. Look how easy this was. I mean, society just kind of said, okay,
Also, it's
it's very
dividing people. Everything for 2020 has been a
It's a
great
year of
divide.
division.
I 100% agree with you. And this article is idiotic, in my opinion, but here's part of it. It says the CNN anchor, Chris Cuomo. I'm so sorry if I'm saying his name wrong because unfortunately, I don't follow that person. Okay. But, anyways, it says he was not social distancing. He was walking around indoors, shaking hands, and greeting people without a mask. I mean, that's every day in
Right.
Florida here. So that's the divide. Like they felt it was extremely important to talk about how they're disgusted by this guy's behavior. Maybe see, I need to read more though, because did he have it?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, he did. He had the coronavirus earlier this
Okay.
year. I think that's why they think it's disturbing that he had the coronavirus.
Okay,
I mean,
right.
I don't know
Okay.
how it is. You'll have to let me know once you've had it, how quick you can get it again. Because you know how sometimes you build up an immune to things. I don't know how
I
that is
think
with
you're
the
supposed to have
coronavirus.
antibodies after you've had it, and then you're kind of immune to it. Again, like you said, I don't know if it's like immunity for a year and then you can get it again, or lifetime immunity.
That's something that we all do need to know. I mean, I stopped kind of following a lot of the coronavirus stuff because I felt like it was all like fear-based. I do want to be knowledgeable and things like that, but I don't know. This whole mask thing, I guess, I could go on and on for days. But I guess I can see where they're saying with this guy, he had the coronavirus. So he's also a public figure. So obviously he needs to like be careful about these things. But people want to make a stance on how they feel about wearing masks. Everyone does. Sean walked into a restaurant the other day. They had a sign out that said, you can't come in without a mask. And this is the weird thing about going to restaurants when you talk about masks, at least here in Florida. But like we have the mask on, we walk in. I had Charlie, so I was way far behind him. And this lady gave him the third degree about wearing his mask. And it was a customer and basically calling him a Democrat or something. And I was like, okay, there you go, divide. Like she's spewing at my husband when he was just doing what he was told when he walked into the restaurant and being respectful of their policies. Do you see what I
Yep.
mean?
So if you wear a mask, you're yelled at. And if you don't wear a mask, you're yelled at.
Yeah, it just depends on who's viewing the situation and their perception of it. Plus, at restaurants is the weirdest thing. Like, have you
Yeah,
been to a
what is the
restaurant
point of
since?
wearing it to walk 10 feet only to sit down and then take it off the rest of the evening?
And then nobody really understands where that boundary really lies. So then they just keep their mask off. So then they're going into the bathroom without their mask, and they're walking up to the waitress without their mask and stuff. And like, I had people like sitting fairly close to me. They're passing me. They don't have their mask on. So what is the point? It's so I think that's the thing about the mask. Like it's really, really hard to find ways where it's beneficial. I'll give you the biggest example. So for Sean and I's anniversary, we went and we did a gaming night. We went to this gaming bar, and you have to wear your mask when you're sitting at the bar. Basically, it was if you're sitting down. If you're sitting down, you have to wear your mask. But then when we were walking around, we didn't have to wear our mask. So then everybody's touching all of the gaming equipment and stuff like that without their mask. I mean, because sometimes it's on and sometimes it's off. Like I would imagine the coronavirus would be rampant in
So
a place like
if
that.
you're sitting, the COVID virus spreads, but if you're walking around, it doesn't.
See, like, see, exactly. Because you're exactly. Exactly. But then if you want to take a drink or you want to eat some treats, you have to take your mask off too. So you're sitting, you're still taking your mask off. That's my only thing about the masks. Like where, what,
Went
huh? That's
yesterday
like,
and I voted early. And for sure, they're going to be definitely like, you must wear your mask. And the girl saw me
I was just
fidgeting.
worried
I
about
have
finding that.
anxiety. It's really stressful for me to wear one. And she could tell. And she's like, hon, you don't have to wear your mask in here. I'm like, really? Like, I get to
It
film
doesn't make
and not wear
any
my mask. This
sense.
is pretty amazing stuff.
It's absolutely ludicrous. And I know, I mean, listen, respect to everyone. Like everyone has their own opinion. I'm just confused. Okay. I don't understand the rules. And sometimes the rules just really don't make sense, which is the same thing, but I
Yeah,
just said it differently. Make sense? So what I really think is funny that I do have to say to everyone is that my husband knows that we're doing a podcast right now. Actually, both of our husbands are
with
playing video games right now, and so my husband is talking in the background. I had to snap my fingers like three times,
he
almost like I was
probably couldn't
snapping at
hear
the
you. He's
dog.
got
Jeez.
the noise canceling headphones on.
Oh yeah, he absolutely cannot hear one word that I'm saying right now because I'm talking about him and he's talking right now. Do you guys hear him? I don't know if you heard him in the background, but he's definitely talking. Anyways, I digress. So we're talking about all these conspiracy theories, and we're talking about all the craziness that's going on in the world, especially with the media and how they're trying to hide things from everyone. And I think that is the new topic that has been going around lately, is just how celebrities who are very vocal about their opinions and usually negative towards the Democrat side of things. And then others who are also, especially with the Hunter Biden and you know, what that does to Joe Biden, all of this conversation is literally being taken
As
down from
fast
the
as I get it
internet.
out.
And that to me is scary. That to me, when people talk about conspiracy theorists and people like that, a lot of the times, at least in the past, you know, hello, if you talk about a conspiracy theorist in the 80s, you'd be like, oh, that's a crazy person. Like, that's a person who, you know, lives off the grid and like has all this food and stuff that they like hoard and stuff like that. But
yep.
for, you know, yep. end of time. But now when you see the media doing this, and then you hear the conspiracy theorists saying that the media is trying to manipulate you. The media is trying to manipulate you. People are speaking out. They're doing their freedom of speech, which they have the right to do. And it's being taken
Absolutely.
Away from them.
And if we don't get voted in correctly, we're going to have a lot more of our freedoms removed.
This whole year has shown us like things that it is kind of creepy. If you put two and two together, it kind of
stinks like rotten eggs.
What are our children, our youth? What are they right. going to have to face?
Like, they got to be the front line out there to keep things the way they should be.
Oh my goodness. I could not agree with you more. Okay. There's this guy that I follow on YouTube. And if I could remember his name, Frank Jr., he's amazing. He was just talking about how there's three different types of people and the way that they think. One is people who are just completely and utter sheep. They just follow what everyone says. They don't look into anything. They just accept everything for face value. It is what it is, what it is. And this is what I'm going to do. Then you've got people who listen to the conspiracy theorists. And they're not 100% buying into it. Like, they know, yeah, that seems kind of weird. That's really strange. But then they just kind of go on with the rest of their life and ignore it and don't really like delve into it. And then you have people like, I feel like you and I are, who are like, woke, what is going on? This isn't right. I have to act now to prepare for what's going to happen down the road, possibly, hopefully not. There were times where I was thinking, oh my goodness, this is it. This is the beginnings of the end times, the apocalypse. Literally, I was thinking that this year was Jesus's birthing pains.
Sure,
I actually thought that.
Still kind of. Well, it just feels like
you
it.
Think it is.
I don't think it's the end of times just yet, but I think it's definitely a step in that direction.
It's so crazy to me to think that if it's not birthing pains, this is the beginning of something.
Something bigger.
It's just, what is it? Because even the world right now with nature is starting to get crazy. I think it's always been a little crazy, and there's been weird like tsunamis and things like that. Obviously, severe hurricanes and things, but I feel like it's been stepping up.
Definitely, with weather, everything.
And then they even say that in the end of times, they even say that the weather will start to change and all kinds of stuff. Did you hear what's going on in California with the wind and like,
well,
I think fires, no? There's the wildfires that are going on right now. And then they have this tremendous amount of wind right now in the weather in California. It's happening right now. And it's blowing these fires.
And they're spreading.
Isn't that crazy?
And they're taking more wildlife and more nature.
Yeah. It's insane. Absolutely insane. Ugh. The end of times. That's what I think
but
it is. I'm calling it now, people.
California needs
you heard
to
it
be
here.
Better about manning their forests. Like, they need better observation, better ways to get to places if things do happen.
I think so, too, because didn't this happen last year or the year
yep.
before in Malibu? And that's kind of where it is now. Well, tell you what, I think we have covered quite a bit so far in this broadcast. Next broadcast, I would love to talk more about Ghislaine Maxwell and all the documents that have started to come out recently. It's 400 pages long, so a bunch of stuff's going to be coming out daily, I believe. Oh, I know it's going to be juicy. And as far as I know right now, just to let you guys know, if you haven't heard already, she has been denying like crazy. She even got a little bit feisty up there in the court, so she's getting a little defensive.
You know what
and
that?
I don't think I know exactly what that means. She's guilty. I mean, I'm just saying that, okay? That's what I think, okay?
Guilty.
That's what I think. Nailed it. You know it. So I'm going to keep my eye really close on Ghislaine Maxwell and all of that information. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. And I have a feeling every single day, Hunter Biden, Ghislaine Maxwell, these are going to be the main topics, unless they do what they've been doing, and that's tear everything down before we have a chance to read it. So we have to keep our eyes open and peeled onto Twitter, of
unless
course.
They get taken down, who knows?
Oh my gosh. And next thing you know, that we won't have any internet.
Right.
They're going to take that away from us too.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to wrap this up for today. Alora, do you have any interesting topics that you want to discuss for next week?
I do, because just out today is Where's Hunter? Has anybody seen Hunter?
Tell me more.
Nobody knows where he's at. So is he hiding? Has he been arrested? Is he dead? Are they going to tell us he's dead? And did he kill himself?
Maybe Joe knows where he is.
Yeah, maybe. Come on, Joe.
How does Joe not know where his son is? But you know what? All of this is just stinks. I keep saying that it stinks. It's hot and it stinks. I'm really excited to find out where he is. Well, I can't wait to hear more about this next week. So everybody stay tuned next week. Next Tuesday at 10 a.m. we'll be broadcasting our next Beacon Babe episode. So make sure you guys stay tuned. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.